From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Baghdad awoke today to sounds of helicopters flying overhead, most of them heading in and out of the international zone after protesters defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi condemned the Friday protest. Squeezed by years of violence and a deepening economic crisis, Iraqis are fed up with government corruption and the leadership's inability to protect them from repeated violence. Flight data indicating just minutes before Egypt Air Flight 804 plunged into the Mediterranean Thursday, smoke alarms rang out in the plane's cabin. Meantime, search crews have found human remains where the plane went down. On whether terrorism might have caused the crash, VOA spoke with security specialist Sajan Gohel of the Asia Pacific Foundation in London.
If this is a terrorist attack, it is a game changer in terms of how we travel in the future, because it would mean that there was a problem at the Paris end, which would then mean that there's going to have to be reevaluation as to security procedures. And that will have a knock-on effect worldwide.
France's foreign minister rejects comments that terrorism is to blame, and aviation experts are warning against speculation. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul. That happened today because no casualties. The attack occurred in Bagram District, which hosts the largest U.S. military base in Afghanistan. Earlier, a Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack on a convoy and what he called invaders. This is VOA News. Consumers